Fourth quarter begins. Trenton's on offense. 46-38. Nothing decided in this one. Chillicothe's never trailed, but Trenton just keeps hanging around. Seems like Chillicothe's played a pretty good game, but Trenton just keeps hanging around. Chase Tolson, top of the key, a little out of control, drives inside, wraparound pass, took 16 steps. Apparently that's okay. They're going to call the hacking foul on Chillicothe, but what about a travel? You missed the travel, sir. You missed the travel. There was a travel there. You missed it.
Basket is good.
Basket is good.
Smith, number 44.
And Smith with his second.
His third personal.
Larson makes the bucket at six. This will make it a five-point game. And
he will shoot one.
15 seconds into it. Into the fourth quarter. Chillicothe watches their lead whittle away to five now. Time to step it up. Time for someone to make a difference. And Wade Dietz goes to the hole through traffic. His foul is, and Dietz will go to the line now. That's on Wilson Utley, his second.
50, Wilson Utley.
Third team foul, four team fouls on Chillicothe.
Dietz,
two looks at the line. First trip to the line for Wade. And first one is in. He's got nine. Makes it six. 13 points for Clampett. He was held scoreless, didn't even shoot in the third quarter. Nine for Dietz, nine for Ryan Smith. Dietz, second one on its way, and that one off the rim, no good. So Dietz only makes one out of two, and it's just a six-point ball game. Trenton can make it three or four here. Up top, Chase Olson. Left side to Tall, in the corner to Utley. Up top to Tolson. Tolson wants to drive inside, try the cross-court pass, and the jump ball as Dylan Gates saw what was going to happen. Stepped in, tied up Chris Kurtz just long enough to get the whistle. Possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. So the Hornets catch a break, leading by 6, 47-41. 7:10 left in the ball game. Up top, Gillen Gates lobs it inside to Trent Moore. Ill-advised lob. Finally kicked back out to Dietz. Almost turned over. Dietz gets the ball to fall. Count the bucket, and Dietz goes to the line. Felt the foul coming. A pushing off call as Wade Dietz steps up big right there. He's got 11. It's an 8-point lead. That's the third foul on Tolson, who's played a pretty nice game for Trenton. I'm impressed by that young man. Checking back in, Charlie Hoffman, a 5'8 sophomore for Trenton, as Trenton goes to the bench to rest a couple of players. And Dietz turns the three-point trick. He's got a dozen. And Trenton brings it across the timeline. 9-point lead for the Hornets now. They've led by double digits much of the game, has never trailed yet. 6:47, a lot of time left in this one. Utley trying to get a step on Gates. Didn't get it to fall, but a hand check foul. Are you kidding me? Wow. It's an imaginative call. Two of these three officials have refereed all three games. You don't see that very often. Dietz with three fouls. Jumper from the high post. Larson, he's yet to miss anything except one free throw. He's got 18. Dietz throws a head fake at the free throw line, kicks it back out. Clampett shut off on the baseline drive. McKitty for three, nothing but net. There's that sweet three-pointer from the freshman, Nate McKitty. He's got nine off the bench, and it's up to a 10-point lead. 6:10 left to play in the game. 53-43, Hornets with the lead. Larson shut off on the baseline drive, kicks it out to Tolson. Back inside, nothing there. Tolson working against McKitty, doesn't want to shoot from the outside. Utley left wing. Larson all alone from three. Yes, Colby Larson doesn't miss. He can shoot from the football field and probably make it. He's got 21. You might want to play him a little closer to the best, gentlemen. 53-46, Larson having a career night here. He's made everything except for one free throw, and I mean everything. McKitty. Nice little dribbling exhibition. Goes over right side to Clampett. Clampett. Jumper not there. Rebounded by Trenton and Kurtz. Drive inside. Larson is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. 53-46. 7-point lead still. 5:15 left to play. Second one on Trent Moore. Moore with two. Sixth team foul. Four team fouls on Trenton. Larson, free throw line. Larson could shoot backwards with his eyes closed tonight from the third row of the bleachers and probably make it. Gannon Smith return. Clampett and Moore sit down as they rotate Hornet fresh legs in. They're without the services of Mason Hayward tonight. Second free throw. Makes that one as well. 23 for him, 53-48. 5-point ball game is all. 5:07, plenty of time. And that lob wasn't even close. Wade Dietz, I don't know what that was supposed to be, but whatever it was, it's a turnover now. And this could make it a 3 or a 2-point game here. This is a huge moment in this game right now for these two teams. Trenton makes a shot here. They've got confidence. Utley, feed inside. Tried to get it into Kurtz, and Kurtz stepped on the out-of-bounds line. That was a key mistake there, in my opinion. You know, you get down to within three, you get down to single possession, and you got a whole different bounce in your step after being down the entire game. Dietz across the timeline, leaves it for Smith outside the paint. Goes to Dietz. Dietz wanted to shovel it to McKitty, who's already cutting to the basket. Miscommunication there. So another opportunity for Trenton to get it to a single-possession game. Austin Tall checks out. Or Austin Tall checks in, rather. 4:34 left to play. 53-48. Right side, Larson. Cross court, Tolson. Draws a crowd in the paint. Travel. Finally, we get that call. Two of the three officials called it. They've been hopping and skipping and jumping and most of the night. So Chillicothe with another opportunity to protect their lead here. 53-48. Chillicothe leads it. Dietz gives it to Smith. Smith tried to backdoor it into McKitty and an easy steal again for Trenton. Chillicothe just not playing smart basketball right now. Left wing all alone, Tall, three-pointer. There you go. We're back after this on KCHI. Chillicothe, which led by double digits for a large portion of the game, now find themselves leading by only two. 53-51, Trenton girls played a spectacular second half to defeat Chillicothe, and boys are looking to do the same thing. Clampett right wing to McKitty. Got to play smart. Got to make these possessions count. Gates gives it back up top to McKitty. Gives it underneath to Gates, and Gates tosses it in. Nice feed from McKitty. The assist and Gates the bucket. McKitty found Gates through traffic on the low post left, and Gates with a big bucket, and it's a 4-point Chillicothe lead. 3:20 left to play. Left wing, Austin Tall. Right wing, Tolson all alone. No, off the rim. Oh, and they just bulldoze Clampett over. Of course, that's not called. Gates, baseline right, hangs it on the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Trenton down court, Chillicothe, 4-point lead, under 3 minutes to play. And a charging call. Gillen Gates sold him a bill of goods. Congratulations, Trenton's Colby Larson. You own a section of swampland in Florida.
Number 21, Austin Tall.
Wow, or check it, that's Austin Tall. That's one of those, you hold your breath, you don't know how that call's going to go. That's one of the tough, that's like the defensive back interception or defensive back call in football. Charging call in basketball is one of those, it just can go either way. And every time you get a call, when players collide, half the crowd's going to be unhappy. 55-51, Chillicothe by four. Clampett, top of the key. Boom! Clampett dials it up when he needs to do it. Clampett for three. And Chillicothe, a little more comfortable with a seven-point lead. Trenton rushes down court, but tosses it away as Larson steps out of bounds. Well, a good little 60 seconds there for Chillicothe. 58-51, Hornets back on top by seven. Back after this on KCHI. 2:19 left to play, 58-51. Chillicothe hit a deuce and a tray to take the lead up to seven. And that was a big one. That was a big little spurt for Chillicothe right there. As the Trenton coach discussing something with the official, and I don't think they're making dinner plans for later tonight. The official kind of shows his hand, and the Trenton coach kind of backs off and has said his piece, and we're back to basketball. Nate McKinney across the timeline, picked up by Chase Tolson. McKinney and Tolson is a fun matchup to watch tonight. Clampett, quick move to the hole. He's hammered. He'll go to the line. Tyler Clampett's played a spectacular game. He's got 16 points. Four three-pointers tonight. And didn't even shoot in the second. He's got 16 points, didn't even shoot in the third quarter. That's the third foul on Austin Tall. I already had him with three, but whatever. And Clampett misses a free throw. My fouls and their fouls just are not adding up. Second one for Clampett, makes one out of two. Clampett with 17. And it's an 8-point lead. 59-51. Larson up top. Controls a loose basketball over to Kurtz. Feed to Tall. His own player got in his way that time. Has to go up top to Chase Tolson once again. Tolson spins. Goes outside to Tall. Three-pointer doesn't fall. Gates, look at him jump for the rebound. Gannon, right wing. Shovels it over to Clampett. Clampett kicks it out to McKinney all alone. Yes, yes, yes! The freshman phenom lights it up, baby! He's got a dozen. And Chillicothe back on top by 11. It's been a huge 2 minutes here for Chillicothe. They wave the shot off by Utley. It will be a 1-1 as Utley was fouled. Minute 12 left to play.
Fouls on Chillicothe, number 13, Gillen Gates.
It's on Gillen Gates.
That's his third personal.
His third.
And the team's seventh. Trent will now shoot the bonus for finaling 1-12. Trent Moore, number 10, enters for the Hornets.
Trent Moore checks in.
Utley shooting.
Utley at the line. Shoot a 1-1. First one, no good for Utley. Chillicothe battling for the rebound. Clampett comes up with it. Finds Gannon out there. Gannon, top of the circle. Over to Clampett. Under a minute. They may milk this one down. McKinney over on the baseline. He's double teamed and is fouled.
Fouls on Trenton, number 20, Colby Larson.
Colby Larson with his second.
Personal.
Gates checks in for more. 62-51. 52 seconds left. In case you were wondering why the silence, I was checking the scoreboard and my what I had for fouls on players and making a couple of statistical corrections. Oh, McKinney with a rare miss. I think that's just his second miss of the varsity season at the free throw line. Up top, three-pointer is there for Larson. Why not? He's made everything else. Larson with 26 points. And 43 seconds left. Chillicothe leads at 62-54. Timeout. We're back in 30 on KCHI.
A 60-second time.
Regardless of the outcome, this is a night that Colby Larson will probably never forget. Listen to this stats for this 6'1 senior for Trenton. 8 of 8 from two-point range, two of two from three-point range, and four of five at the free throw line. So 10 of 10 in field goals and four of five from the free throw line. And he has 26 of the team's 54 points. Unbelievable night for Colby Larson. And 12 of those 26 points have come in this fourth quarter. Trenton got to within two with about 3 minutes left, and Chillicothe had a nice little 9-0 run to put it back up by 11. It's now 62-54 with 40 seconds left. Chillicothe breaks the Trenton press, and they foul McKitty. Nate McKitty will go to the line.
Fouls on Trenton.
Chillicothe led by eight at the start of this quarter. Trenton popped a quick three-point play in to close it to five.
Game centers for Martin.
Gates checks in for Trent Moore.
McKitty shooting.
Eighth team foul on Trenton. Third one on Colby Larson. First free throws in for McKitty. I think McKitty, I have 12 of 14 for the year. Oh, I jinxed him. Misses the second one. Chillicothe by 9, 63-54. 30 seconds left. Left wing, Austin Tall draws air, kicks it back out. Rebounded by Utley, kicks it back out. Traveling call on Tolson as he tries to square himself up for a tray. Trent Moore checks back in for Gates, comes out. 22 seconds left to play. Chillicothe has had a strong night for Tyler Clampett. Clampett of 6 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 2 at the line. He's had a pretty good night. 17 for Clampett, 12 for Wade Dietz, 13 for Nate McKitty. He's also shot pretty well. So Chillicothe will inbound it between the Trenton bench and the scores table with 22 seconds left to get it to Gannon across the timeline. Gannon right wing cross court to Clampett. And Clampett is fouled by Austin Tall. Ninth team foul. It'll be a 1-1. Tall's fourth foul. And Gates will check in for Moore once again.
The 19th foul. Gates 13. Re-enters for Moore.
15.6 seconds left. So Chillicothe boys will pick up their sixth win on the season, and Trenton will fall to 10-6. First of a 1-1 is no good for Tyler Clampett. He puts his goggles back on. Trenton with 8.7 seconds left. Kicks it out left wing, Austin Tall. Feed inside to Utley. And Utley scores.
Basket by Utley.
And that's the final score. Chillicothe 63-56. Never trailed in this game. Trenton never tied it up and closed it to within two. So Chillicothe wins at 63-56. We'll be back after this on KCHI.